This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with one of the models from this year's SI Swimsuit Edition. But first, Jon Stewart has announced he's leaving The Daily Show. He's retiring later this year. He revealed the news during an episode this past week. Stewart told the audience, "I'm up in September, might be around then, might be December, July. We're still working out the details. I don't have any specific plans. Got a lot of ideas. I got a lot of things in my head. I'm going to have dinner on a school night with my family, who sources say are lovely people. You know, I'm not going to be here and try to sum up what this place means to me over the years, but I couldn't do that. And we have plenty of time, and I have a myriad of people to thank, and we'll get to that over time. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow, but this show doesn't deserve an even slightly restless host, and neither do you. I don't think I'm going to miss being on television every day. I'm going to miss coming here every day. I love the people here. They're the best. They're creative and collaborative and kind. You understand what I'm saying? I love and respect them so much." A Comedy Central exec confirmed that Stewart will step down at a still unspecified date after more than 15 years. Network chief Michelle Ganlis said, "Through his unique voice and vision, The Daily Show has become a cultural touchstone for millions of fans and an unparalleled platform for political comedy that will endure for years to come. The show will go on with a new host." Hackers may now steal your credit card information from inside your wallet. The hackers have new wireless technology that's able to read a card that's inside clothes, purses, or wallets. A spokesperson for MasterCard says the 3-digit code on the back of the card is usually needed for purchases, and that code can't be read by these new devices. But some experts say that some purchases on the internet and through the phone don't require the code. A pilot landing a Southwest flight at an airport in Los Angeles had a close encounter with a drone. The pilot was coming into the airport at 4,000 feet when he noticed the red drone flying nearby. The pilot was able to land the plane without incident, and officials are now investigating. Experts say the drones are becoming a bigger problem for pilots, especially as they are getting bigger and there are more of them out there. After last Sunday's Grammy Award performance, Madonna called Ryan Seacrest while still lying in bed and did an interview. About the Grammy Awards, "It felt amazing. Doing live is always super nerve-wracking. So many possibilities of everything going wrong. We had a lot of rehearsals. It really went well. As for showing her rear end on the red carpet, I had an inspired accidental wardrobe malfunction moment. For lack of a better phrase, it was me having some fun, being cheeky, no pun intended. That was really part of my rebel heart." She says Diplo is incredibly charming, but the dude has ADD times a billion. "Getting him to pay attention, so I was like the school teacher. Guys, guys, we have to finish the song. Can you stop tweeting? Stop talking to that girl. No, you can't leave right now to go to a red carpet event." About Mike Tyson, "I had recently seen his HBO documentary, which I thought was incredibly funny and inspiring. I wanted him to be in the song that I wrote called Iconic because I do believe that he is iconic. He is one of those people who survived so much, been to hell and back. He doesn't sing, he doesn't rap. He kind of goes on a rant about being the greatest, but what it takes to be the greatest. He was wonderful. He was actually one of my favorites." This is Madonna talking about Mike Tyson. One of the models in the new swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated is Portuguese stunner Sara Sampaio.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm sure you have beautiful photos in Sports Illustrated, but my wife does not allow me to get that copy.
Okay, well, you can sneak one out.
All right, fine. I'll keep it in my...
Just glue something on the cover so Sports Illustrated.
So it looks like Popular Mechanics, yeah.
Or you just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, honey, just came on the mail. I don't know. I swear I didn't order it."
It's a free subscription I get from the station. It's great.
Exactly. So it's like you're trying not to get it, but it just still shows up at your door.
And where are you from that you have such a lovely alliterative name?
Portuguese, from Portugal.
I used to make believe I was speaking Portuguese. I was so enamored by the language, but I didn't know how to say anything. So I used to just, you know, talk basically gibberish. I hope you're not offended, but I would tell everybody, they'd say, "What is that?" And I'd say, "Oh, it's Portuguese."
Portuguese, yeah. And I do that with other language. I think I can speak French.
Yeah, it was also
like, especially after a few drinks, you're like, "Oh, my French is très fantastique."
It's getting better, yeah. So now, how did you come to speak English so well? It's not the native language of Portugal.
No, I just watched too much TV.
Wow, I would never know that you were from Portugal.
Radio.
Yeah, yeah, I'd never know that you're from Portugal. Anyway,
that's good.
Happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this year in the swimsuit edition, what kind of swimsuits are you exhibiting for us?
The smallest ones you can get.
Oh, my goodness.
yeah, I mean, we don't want a lot of fabric in it, right?
No. Anybody can wear the ones with the fabric.
Exactly.
Is it difficult doing these photo shoots? Are you ever self-conscious, or after a few years of modeling, you get used to people taking pictures of you when you're almost naked?
You kind of get used to it. I make a joke, like, I shoot so much laundry in swimwear, when they put clothes on me, I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh my God, that's so much fabric. But you kind of just get used to it. I don't know. You just trust the photographer. You learn how your body looks in camera, how the best position for your body. So you just starts become automatic almost.
Now, one of the good things, as I understand it, is that you get to go to some tropical locale, so it turns into like a mini vacation, these photo shoots, yes?
I still haven't got a tropical location. We should start, like, I'm going to ask to get a tropical location next year, because I got Jersey, which is beautiful, but it's not that tropical. And this year I got the Route 66, which was also unbelievable, but still not tropic.
Oh, we got to send you someplace warm and sunny.
Like Bora Bora or
Tahiti.
Tahiti. That would be awesome.
Now, you're going to Nashville. Can people get autographs there?
Yep. You can get your magazine sign and meet us, and yeah, you can just come, and maybe you'll go home with a Sports Illustrated model. Who knows?
Don't raise their hopes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is it true that there's like a competition to be on the cover, and that's a coveted spot, obviously? But
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Every time you do your shoot, you just hope that you might be running for the cover. But in the end, it's the best picture, and that's the one that gets the cover. But, you know, you hope every time you're shooting and you're like, oh, my God, that's a beautiful picture. Hopefully, maybe that could be a candidate for the cover. It's one of the most honor things to be in. It's in the cover. It's incredible.
Now, this year, it's Derek Jeter's girlfriend on the cover, right?
Yeah, Hannah.
Yeah, so that's some picture, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful and hot picture. She looks stunning in there, doesn't she?
Well, almost showing too much, actually.
No, have you ever... I know your wife doesn't let you look at the magazine, but when you have a time, go check the other ones. It's, you know, it's not a new thing. SI always goes... It's like go big or go home.
Okay, no, I'm with you on that. It's not me. I'm just asking questions. So,
yeah.
Now, do you get to go on Letterman? Doesn't he always have the models on?
I think he went to Jimmy Fallon, right?
Oh, Jimmy Fallon's doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's funny.
So all that comes with the swimsuit edition from Sports Illustrated, you love it all. I mean, you love the attention, you love the recognition, the notoriety.
Yeah, I mean, Sports Illustrated's probably one of the most sold magazines in the whole world. People actually, your name is next to your picture. People actually can put a name to a face in a body. But you become a household name, and, you know, you're a model. If you're in this type of profession, you do like the recognition and being always... you have to always be on a spotlight and prepared to be in it. You don't become a model if you don't like the attention, to be honest.
This is the second year you've been in the swimsuit issue?
Yes, this is my second year.
And what's the reaction back in Portugal with, you know, people you grew up with, your friends, your family?
Oh, everyone was really proud. It's not the first time I shoot in a bathing suit. You know, even though SI is not as big in Portugal as it is here in America, it was really big because I was the first Portuguese girl to ever be in the magazine. So to make a big fuss about it, and it was really interesting. But my parents were really proud.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that that's the reaction that people have, because, you know, it is a triumph for somebody who's in the modeling industry.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the most prestigious jobs for a model to do.
Well, Sarah, we wish you all the best. Now I have to go out and get an issue, and I'll say it's for research for the show.
Exactly. Thank you.
Sarah Sampaio.
Yes, Sampaio. Is that well? Yeah.
Say something in Portuguese, real Portuguese.
Real Portuguese. I like that. Go Portugal. Não se esqueçam de comprar a revista que sai segunda-feira nas bancas. Yeah, that's it. I just said for everyone to go buy the magazine on Monday. It comes out on Monday.
You got it. Sarah, thank you for a couple of minutes. All the best to you and your career.
Thank you.
With Sarah Sampaio, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.